rational, so based on Chachma. And yet somehow we've introduced into the Jewish world a number of institutions or entities or mechanisms wherein we seem to be no different than the nations of the world. Italian Catholic women also wear red strings on their wrists. And it's not sufficient to say that our voodoo is the true voodoo and their voodoo is the false voodoo. And we would laugh at someone who wore a lucky charm or a four-leaf clover, but somehow to have a chamsa on the wall in a person's house, that has attained significance. And it's not harmless. What necessarily harmless? What are the three most powerful words in any language? Poo, poo, poo. Somehow those three words have the ability to thwart any looming danger, no matter how serious. I must tell you, I had surgery recently, and a minor surgery, and as the doctor was finishing, he said to me, "Everything looks fine, poo, poo, poo." What does that mean? I thought he was a professional, a scientist. He's very competent, a very nice person, even a very learned person. So what does that come from? There are icons, devices that all the religions use. And nevertheless, we are the Amchacham V'Novon Hagoya Gadol Hazeh. We are entrusted with the idea of Yichud Hashem, so therefore what do we do about it? What do we tell our shuls? What do we tell our balabatim when they live their lives based on certain zgulos? For an example, there is a Rav that's well known, who in fact popularized the whole Whig controversy in his Pesach guide, and yet in that same guide he mentions, don't forget to bake a challah with a key in it after Yom Tov if you're looking for parnasa. So it does have an effect. Why should a person be mispalel to Kadosh Baruch Hu for parnasa if it's sufficient to put a key in a challah? Why should he be mispalel for parnasa if it's sufficient to put your put havdalah wine in your eyes or in your pockets, which is a school for parnasa for dry cleaners? Why should a person be mispalel for a refuah if it's sufficient to go to a mystic who will tell you whether or not you have surgery, should have surgery? And we all have horror stories related to that, of people who left significant decisions related to medical needs, related to their businesses, related to their or their children's shidduchim in the hands of people who would endeavor to predict the future. I had someone that I know who went to a mystic when his wife was suffering from cancer, and he told her that he should make sure that she drank the Havdalah wine every Motzoi Shabbos for 2 months, and the cancer would go away. After 2 months and a double mastectomy, the cancer did not go away, but his faith went away. It has an influence in our lives. It's not as innocuous as it sounds. So what do we do, for example, about a Baal HaBos whose idea of tshuva is to go to a Kabbalist and ask him to predict the future? What is our obligation vis-a-vis our Baal HaBatim to worry not only about what they do in terms of mitzvos, but what they're thinking as well when they do those mitzvos? What are their expectations? What is their hashkafa? What are they thinking about? What are they looking for? How can we counteract the effects of the mystical world, which really has infiltrated the Torah world with its icons and zgulos? How does that impact on our ability to teach Torah? What should we be teaching our Baal HaBatim? For that, I'm delighted and privileged to welcome this afternoon a great Rosh Yeshiva that I've been fortunate to study at his feet now for over 20 years, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva B'nai Torah in Far Rockaway. You should know Yeshiva started in a very interesting way. Almost 34 years ago, Rabbi Chait was a Rebbe then Hailai, and had taught one class for 4 consecutive years, the same people. And as they were graduating, they said, what do we do now? the relationship can't end, and that's how the yeshiva started with that core group, and then of course it's grown over the years. I number myself among the hundreds of Talmidim of Rabbi Chait, and therefore it's a bechavad gadol that I present Harav Yisrael Chait.
Thank you very much, Rabbi, and just to compliment what Rabbi Pazinski was mentioning. The other mic, wrong mic? Oh, this one? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to compliment what Rabbi Pazinski said about the fact that people feel, you know, with these segulos, well, you have nothing to lose. Might as well try it. It's interesting. The Rambam says that that's why the Torah singles out the Moloch as the single worst of Avodah Zarah. Because the Moloch was supposed to be like fire insurance. But if you went through the Moloch, that was the god of fire, and then you'd never die through fire, which was a great fear. So people would say, what do you have to lose? So the Moloch, because of that idea, was the Torah singled it out. And the Nasati Fonai Ba'ishahu V'Mishpachto, because that is the individual that doesn't realize that what he's losing is his soul. Because in Darki HaMori, there is a lot to lose, and that's the soul of the individual. So, what I'd like to do today is really just present to you as Rabbanim, share with you certain thoughts and certain makoros, which I really know that you know. I don't have to inform you about them, but my purpose really is to just mention some of the makaros, which I think is something, a backdrop, so to speak, against which we and you as Rabban, I wouldn't give the speech in front of laymen. I think it's something that's reserved for Rabbanim, Manhigim, and the sources I'm just giving as a backdrop against which we can analyze, and you as Rabbanim can think about or decide, make decisions about what to do in the real world, which I fortunately am not that much a part of. But certain things nevertheless have come my way, in spite of the fact that I'm in the yeshiva, I'm a magachir, but I have occasionally hear things in the world that take place, and some of the things, the signals that I got are that there is some kind of a danger, as Rabbi Pazinski mentioned, going on here. So let me just start with a few sources, and then we'll perhaps get to the problems that exist today. My first source, I would say, is from the Ramban in the Vikuach. In the end of the Vikuach, so after the Ramban shows Frey Paul that the Trinity doesn't make any sense, because either it's three separate things, in which case it's not one, or if it's three attributes in something, so then it's four, because you have the thing in which it's residing. So Frey Paul realized that he can't get out of the logical impossibility, and he stated as follows. And he declared that he believes in the real unity and that nevertheless they are three. He said further that it is a very profound matter which even the angels and the ministers on high do not understand. So the Ramban says, I arose and said, it is clear that man does not believe what he does not know. If so, the angels too cannot believe in the Trinity. His friends prevented Frey Paul from answering further. But what the Ramban said was a very profound idea, namely that you can believe something provided it registers in your mind. But if it doesn't register in your mind, you have nothing to believe. So a person cannot believe, even if he wanted to, even if he tried as hard as he could to believe in a square circle, because it doesn't register in the human brain. So something that doesn't register in the human mind, you cannot apply belief to. So basically what the Ramban was showing him was that he himself does not believe in the Trinity. The Ramban was not the first one to make that statement. Actually, the Rambam makes the same statement in the Mora Nevuchim. No doubt the Ramban saw it. Ramban knew the Mora Nevuchim very well. And the Rambam in chapter 50 says the following. He says, for belief is only possible after the apprehension of a thing. It consists in the conviction that the thing apprehended has its existence beyond the mind, in reality, exactly as it is conceived in the mind. Okay. So the Ramban and the Rambam both say the same thing. Namely, that a person cannot have emuna in something which doesn't register in his mind. And I mention this because it would seem like a dovah pasha. Like I said, I don't have any chidushim here, only dvarim pshutim. But the problem today, I think, is with the dvarim pshutim. That's where the problem lies. Someone recently told me that he was speaking to a very chashuv person, and the individual they were talking about Yichud Hashem. What do you mean, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? So the fellow, and he happened to be a Rosh Yeshiva, and I am not mentioning that to denigrate a Rosh Yeshiva, but to show that the problem is even on higher levels. And he said he's confused because on the one hand he believes Chelek Elokam Imal, that every individual has a part of God in him. On the other hand, he believes Hashem Echad, that God has no parts. So he said he really doesn't know. So the fellow said, what do you think of in Krishna? He says, whatever. I think whatever. So this is exactly what the Rambam and the Ramban are saying. That a person that doesn't have a clear idea in his mind is not a mamon. A person cannot say he has two conflicting ideas in his mind and he believes in both things simultaneously, no matter how he tries religiously, no matter how he feels he has a chiyuv to do that, it's a virtual impossibility. So the point is that if we don't have the Yesodei Hadas straight, and I don't mean abstract Mora Nevuchim problems, but I mean simple, straight ideas, like the Rambam mentions. The Rambam mentions in the beginning of the Mora Nevuchim, and the beginning of the Mora Nevuchim is really not the Mora Nevuchim that is the abstruse, recondite, abstract parts of the philosophy the Rambam is talking about. And the Rambam mentions it himself. And he says in chapter 35, he says there are certain things that everyone must know, that must be taught to children, to the stupid, the ignorant. And these things the Rambam lists, he says, and he enumerates it a number of times. It's kedai to look at, to reread. And the one good thing I had about this thing, I'm not saying Kedushim, I'm just quoting Rabbi Hoseinu Rishonim, but the beauty of the way they write. And to go over it again, as many times as I go over it, I always enjoy the mesikus of their words and the intelligence of their presentation. So the Rambam says that God is incorporeal, that he cannot be compared with his creatures, that he is not subject to external influence. He says that he is one, that he is eternal, that he alone is to be worshipped. He says these are not things that are for great philosophers, but these are things that everyone must know. And he repeats it again, that God is never subject to external influence, that God is entirely free from all change. He cannot be compared to anything besides himself. These are basic Yesodei Hadas. And again, I'll just recount an incident that happened to me personally a couple of weeks ago, where I was speaking to, again, a person who was a high level individual, a musmach, and a person that I'd learned Torah in yeshivas. And he was talking to me about the Kabbalah. And he started to tell me about the, again, it happened to be the same subject of Chelek Elokam Imal. And I asked him, I said, what do you mean by this? And he says, well, he says, a part of God is in all of us. So I said to him, I said, don't we believe that God has no parts? So he said to me, well, it's like a father has a son. And the son is not the same as the father, but he has the same attributes. It sounds like a very familiar religion. So I proceeded to ask him, I said, do you believe that that part in you is not created? So he was having a problem answering that. I said, if you do, you could just worship yourself. But he realized that he's getting into shaky grounds, and I explained, so what about my example? I said, but God cannot be compared to any of his creatures. So he realized he made a mistake, and he said, so what do we mean by Tzelem Elokim? So I said, Tzelem Elokim is created, but God gave us something through which we can perceive a part of somewhat of his chachma. And that in that way, we become close to the Borei Olam. So I was surprised, but he thanked me for it. And he was very happy, and I was very happy too, I must say. But what I'm trying to mention is that these problems, you see, when I was in yeshiva years ago, so I learned in Lakewood by Rabban Kotler Zatzal, I learned in Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva, and I learned by Rabbi Moshe. But you know, in those days, there was a certain atmosphere in the yeshiva, and there was a certain understanding, a certain accepted chavos das, and that is that even though I never heard of Aaron Cutler give a shir on Yesodei HaTorah, Yesodei HaDas, but it was understood you learned these things yourself. I mean, fellas knew that you learn the Koran, you learn Sefer HaMado in the beginning insofar as you understand. They understood B'mufrash, Mimchal, Tidrosh. These things were understood. But today, this whole Derech HaTorah, which was a Mesorah that goes back through the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Shach, the Chavos Yoyer, I mean, all the Shas, the Rambam, the Rishonim, this whole Mesorah today is lost. But let me just get back to another quote from the Rashba. The Rashba mentions, he has a tshuva, in Cheleke Tshuva Nunhei. So he's talking a beautiful tshuva on Krishna. Just somebody asked him to explain Krishna. So, of course, he mentions that in Krishna are the Yesodei HaDas, that the Kol Beis Yisrael is Bonu Aleha. But he tries to simplify for the Shoel just certain basic ideas in Krishna without going into very remote, abstract areas. So the Rashba says, he says, Va'od Srichan Anul is boning. He says, we have to understand. She'ein emunoso v'yichudo, that our belief in God and in Yichud Hashem is not mitzvahs anashim ulumada. It's not something that we just do by habit. She'alimud she'limduhu v'irgiluhu olav yivieyu l'ham in kacha. He says that the person believes because he was raised that way and he was trained that way. That's not the way. That's not the derech. Shalohunach al chakiras daito v'al chakiras daito. It's not based on his own investigation and an understanding. And this Rashba speaking on a basic level. He's not speaking about being a bucky in the Shaar Yichud. He's talking about a basic understanding. He says it should not be that he believes in this for chachmaso yechuyev behepach. He says, and his mind, his intelligence tells him that they're just the opposite. He says, that can't be. He says, kashe yikro l'rov hamunos. He says, that's, other religions have that. That is the mainstay of other religions, which we all know. And that is not the Derech HaTorah. He says, rak anachnu chayovim l'shmoa v'lachkor acha hashmiya v'achakira. That a person who investigates honestly on any level will come to an understanding and see the greatness of Yahadus and the truth of Yahadus. Says Vu Amro Shema Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay. So I want to just begin with that basis. And I'll come back to some of the problems that emerged, I think we have in our society, which go against the basic Yisori Ados. And in my opinion, and again, I'm presenting it to you as Rabbanim, you're out there, you know better than I do what the score is, and I could just present it, and hopefully, you know, you'll give it thought and try to work out some way. Perhaps somebody has some suggestions here, how to go about resolving the problem, if in fact you recognize it as a problem. So the next thing I'd like to mention is an interesting Ibn Ezra, and I'm mentioning these points to show that the basis of Yahadus is built on one thing, Chochmah, and Chochmas Hashem. And the Ibn Ezra is a beautiful Ibn Ezra in Shemos, and he says, if we find a mitzvah that's makhish the shikul adas, he says, "Eino nochon shen na'amin bo shehu kamashmo." It's not appropriate we should believe it's kamashmo. Rak besifrei chachameinu zal nevakesh matamo, but it doesn't make any sense. We have to be mevakesh what the reason is. Imi al derech mashal vim lo matzano ze kosev, and if we don't find that, nevakesh anachnu unachapes b'chol yicholteinu. Try with all our ability. Ulai nuchal lasakin oso. Maybe we can be misakin it. V'im lo yocholnu, and if we can't in the end, nanicho kasherhi. They will leave it, we'll leave the mitzvah. V'noda shelo yodana mahoyo. And we'll say, we just don't understand it. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, but it can't be. Kimoi says, gives an example. Umaltem es orlas levavchem. The mitzvah says, "Umaltem es orlas levavchem." The chihu tzivonu shenirtzachnu ka'achzori. Would that be possible if a person lu yitzur, a person wouldn't have any way to explain it? Okay, the Ibn Ezra is saying, and you think it means literally that you have to cut out the pericardium? He says, we'd know that can't be. The adanu das brewer ki chol a mitzvah she'inam chayav meshikol adas so echod yesh lachol echol mehem ve'im ne'elam imenu. So he says, that's what he says in the introduction to this example. He says, Hashem lo nosan haTorah rak la'anshe hadas, umi she'en lo das, ein lo Torah. So that's a premise in Yahadus. And that is the mark of excellence and the mark of distinction of our Amuna and our Chachomet. With that premise, I'd like to go to another topic. And the topic is getting closer to our issue, but the question of Kabbalah. And the question of Kabbalah, Bizman Hazeh, I think that's a significant question. And, of course, I mean, just to reiterate my position, I feel is insufficient. So what I'd like to quote, and I'm sure you're all familiar with this, I mean, the Hakdama of the Ramban to the Chumash, to the Torah, where he mentions that anyone that's mistakel in this Sefer, I'm warning him, maybe bevris nemona. Eitzu genes, he says, leval yizbor svar val yachshov machshavos bedover mikol haramazim asher nikosev v'sisri Torah. Don't even think about it. He says, "Ki ani modio ne'amono." I'm telling him in truth. Shlo yusogu devorei v'lo yivodu klal b'shum seichel avina zulasi mipi mekubel chacham laozen mekabel mevin. Unless you have an ish mipi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a mekubel. Vasvara b'ani velas, and all the logic and all the ideas is crooked. Machashova mo'elis, it causes a person to forget Torah. Rabbas anizokin, menuas atoelis. Al yamin b'shov nita, kilosuva eil b'sforosav ragra. He shouldn't rely on his feelings that everything's going to be good, because only evil will result from this. Ki yedabrela l'Hashem sora, that's a pasuk from the Navi Sheker, which means avodah zora, basically. Asher lo yuchlu kapara. They will not be able to find any kapara for it. Shenemar odam to miderach haskel bekal refaim yenuch. He falls into Gehenna. Al yersu alad Hashem liros. Ki hu ki Hashem olkeinu eish ochlohu kel kan oz. Vuhu yares ratzuyov mitaros and aflos. Aval yechzu bepirushenu achidushim bepshatim medrashim v'ikhu musur kefir rabbasen hakadoshim. And then he mentions begadol mimcha al tidrosh, bechazak mimcha al tachkor, bemufla mimcha, balteida bemechusa mimcha al tishal, bemasha horshisa es bonein v'ein locha esik minestars. I mean, how many times the Ramban says it over and over again? What does the Ramban, why does Ramban say it so strongly, and what does he mean? What he means basically is that here is a great danger. Kavlakov. Kavlakov means the Navi repeats himself many times when something's extremely important. The Ramban follows the same derech. In other words, what he's saying is that Kabbalah is not like mathematics. Mathematics, a person doesn't understand mathematics, so he doesn't understand. He understands his matov, he doesn't understand, so that's it. But over here there is a tremendous danger. A danger that you'll be sore me'achrei at Hashem. And the Sefer HaIkarim reiterates the Ramban. And he explains that it's called Kabbalah because it only could be ish mi pi ish, and it cannot be from any Sefer. And he says, Bavur zem bavur she'en shum adam rashoi l'shtamesh b'dovor mi divrei chachmei ha-kabbalah misfaras atzmo. He gives examples, I'm not going to go through it. It's Maimar She'eni Perek Chofches, the Sefer HaIkarim. He says, Ela im ken yeh mekubal mi pi chacham baal ha-kabbalah. Ki asvara bosa chachma asura ela le mekubal mi pi chacham. Vi efshe lamor al ha-emes bo mitoch ha-ksav klal. From any written word, you cannot arrive at the truth. Ki lekach nikras Kabbalah, shehi kishmo. That's what Kabbalah means. And he says, v'tzrachti lichtovzeh, how to write this, l'fi shereisi anoshim mishtabshim bozeh. People that are making great errors in this. The Koran b'sefer ha-zohar, u'bezuloso misifrei chachmei ha-kabbalah, mizulas Kabbalah, ela misfaras atzmon, laharos ki chachma gedola lehem. ונכנסנו לפנים ומחיצוסם לחשוב מחשובוס בדבר שמחשוב הבא אסורו. וכבר הזהיר על זה גודל החכמים האחרונים המקובלים רבינו הרמב"ן זל. And he quotes the Ramban. He quotes the Ramban. So I would just like to explain why that is. Why it is such a great danger. And why I hear people today say different things, that a Kabbalah could be from a Sefer. I mean, but what I want to show you is they could say that, but they're not in the camp of the Gedolei HaRishonim. And I think that we have to understand the reason for this. And I think we don't have to be great psychologists to understand what the reason for this is and what our Rishonim understood and were trying to tell us. And that is that if you're studying mathematics, mathematics, there's nothing that your fantasy or imagination can attach to. Either you understand the calculation, you don't understand it. You understand the formula, you don't understand the formula. The equation makes sense, doesn't make sense. But when you come to an area where our Chachamim spoke b'derech moshel uchida, so what you're opening up here really is all the fantasies of every fool and every individual who can't even learn a Taisvis properly in Shas is now free to think that he understands the Dvarim Omdim Beruma Shalolom because of his imagination. And that is simply Derech Avodah Zarah. That's what Avodah Zarah is, basically. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is Hayasalo Adam Elohim. It means they make up their own God. How do they make up their God? Through their imagination. Through their psychological needs, something that satisfies them, something that feels good. So they invent that something, and then they worship it. That is Derech Avodah Zarah. And that's why they say, they point out, the Ramban and the Sefer HaIkarim point out, he mentions before, ולכן הקרס עושה חכמה, Kabbalah, fi she'ifshu l'shtamish men ala derech Kabbalah, she'em lo kein efshu she'yovo odom litos v'lavod Eloah mi baladei Hashem. It means that his imagination is going to lead him to an area where he's not serving God anymore, he's serving the fantasy of his imagination. That's exactly what the Sefer HaKarim is saying. And that is the great warning. And as I said before, it's an old warning. It's not a new one. It's in Shas, Chazal, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Rambam, it's in the Shach, it's in the Ramah, it's in the Achronim. The Chavos Yor, the Pesach Shiva brings on the Chavos Yor in Reish Mevav, where he says a person should keep away from should be removed from Kabbalah because we aren't on that level. He's talking to great Chachamim. So I think that the Rishonim emphasize, and I think we too cannot emphasize strongly enough, the great danger and what we're seeing today. I understand the name of the topic is mysticism. Yeah,
new mysticism.
New mysticism. I would change the name. It's not new mysticism, but it's old infantilism. It's basically a human being taking their own infantile wishes and claiming that these are the things that are the Yesode Olam. And that is the problem. We'll get around to it a little more, but
if you have any questions, please write them on your notepads and we'll go ahead.
Now, I just want to mention a few points. One point, let me just start off with a smaller danger that results. I'm sorry. Like this? Okay. This is the room. So a smaller danger. Wherever there's a yeshiva, wherever there's a Torah gathering, always ask each other with a mic. Okay. Let me start off with a small danger, okay, which emerges from this. And that is that in the area of Ashgachas Hashem, of what Hashem's Ashgacha is to Bnei Adam. So Gedolei HaRishonim wrote about this. I think everyone is familiar with the Rambam's position. And the Rambam holds that everything is not Ashgacha Pratius, but there's Ashgacha Klolius, and a person is under Ashgacha Pratius insofar as he is Miskarev El Hashem. And the closer he is to Hashem, the more he's under his Ashgacha Pratius. And the further removed he is, the less he's under Ashgacha Pratius, and he's simply under chance, mikra. Okay. Now everybody knows that this is the Shitas HaRambam, but most people don't realize that it's the Shitas HaRambam. And the Shitas HaRambam is mentioned in the Chumash a couple of times. It's mentioned in Bracious Yud Ches, where it says Ki Yedativ L'mana Sheitzav As Bonavas Beis Offer by Avraham Avinu, and I'm not going to read through the whole Ramban, but he just mentions over there that he says Yediyas Hashem Shiyash Kachos Bolam Hashafa Lilishmar Klolim V'Gam Bnei Ha'Odam Munochem Bol L'Mikrim Ad Bo Eis Pekudosam Ava Bachasidov Yosim Elov Libo Ladasa So Befrat Lios Shmiroso Dovka Botomit. He repeats it again in Dvarim, and he says V'Daki Anisim Lo Yosu L'Tov Ola Ra Lo Yosu L'Tov Ra Rak V'Tzadikim Gemurim Ola Shayim Gemurim Ava L'Abeinanim K'derech Min Hogol Shel Olam Yosu Behem Tov Ola Ra K'darkom U'Kali Losom. And more explicit is the Ramban in Iyov. The Ramban in Iyov really goes at lengths to make it extremely clear what he means. And as a matter of fact, and again he says, by the way, the Ramban says many psukim in the Torah, are more to this idea, Hinei Hashem al Yireyov. And it said many, many psukim Ramban, the way the Ramban can quote psukim like nobody can. And he says that that's Yisod. All the psukim in the Torah and the Nevi'im point to this idea. the Ramban says. And in the end he says, and this is the same thing that the Rav wrote in the Mor Nevuchim, very beautifully in the Mor Nevuchim, the Shitas HaRambam. Now in truth, the ones that hold that Shita are not few. The ones that hold that Shita are the Rambam, the Ramban, the Sefurno in the end of Tazria. There is a corrupted text where they took out part of the text. Apparently somebody got to it. But if you get the correct text, you'll see it clearly. In the Sefurno in the end of Tazria, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rashbo held that way, Rabbeinu Bachaya and his Pirush on the same pasuk as the Ramban. So the Chazon Ish also, by the way, mentions it in Yeradeya. So this is not a Shita Dechuya. This is a Shita of Gedolei HaRishonim. But today, people say that if you don't believe that everything is Hashgacha Pratius, you're not a Maimon B'Hashem. Which means that all these Gedolei Rishonim didn't know the Derech Hashem. I mean, it's Mavazatam Uchacham Ein Lochel Lama Bo, Kavacham Gedolei Rabbosein HaRishonim. So what should a person say? I don't know of another Shita in the Rishonim that says otherwise. But I'm not a Bucky, and it could be there are other Shitas. I just know the mainstream of the Rishonim. But even if a person would say, okay, there's another Shita, fine. But who are you to decide that these Rishonim, you who can't even paskin a Shaila, would you question a Rishon on a Shaila? Would you say, I'll see how I think about Halach in Shabbos. The way I feel about it, that's the way it's going to be. Anybody knows what kind of nonsense that is. And even if you go through a sugya as well as you can with all your intelligence, would you paskin against the Rishon? Even against the Nachron, you'd be nervous. So against the Rishon or against Rishonim. But over here in this area, this is an area which is a free-for-all. That if we don't like what Rishonim say, they are wrong. Why? Because it doesn't appeal to us. It doesn't feel good with the way we think God should run the world. So therefore, we reject this position, and we have to believe that every moment in our lives is Hashgacha Pratius, because that's an egocentric concept, and that's the way things have to be. You see, once you get into that Derech HaMachshava, and to me it seems, again, I'm not out there, but from the little bit that comes my way, it seems that this is the Mahalach. It's not a Mahalach which has a respect for Chochmah or for Chachmei Yisrael. It's a Mahalach which is really the American Mahalach. If it feels good, it is good. And to think that we don't absorb the philosophy of the society is a great mistake. Because every time you see a change in what's happening with us, just take a look out there, you'll see the exact same change. Except they're a little bit ahead of us. Another area, which became almost, if a person doesn't believe in it, it became like a nickel, like an apikaris. And that is Gilgulim. Gilgulim. If a person doesn't believe in Gilgulim, he can't count them to a million. Now the truth of the matter is that Sadia Goyen mentioned that Gilgulim is utter nonsense and stupidity. And for a person to have the chutzpah to think that Sadia Goyen didn't have the right derech and Torah, I mean, how could a person even think such words, let alone enunciate them? But Sadia Goyen wasn't alone. The Sefer HaKorim writes that he brings down, as a matter of fact, the Shita, he says, from Chachmei Kabbalah, that hold that they're arguable. But he says, Ve'ein Anochel. And he says, because to him it doesn't make any sense, that the Borei Olam should put a Neshom and a Guf, and then for the purpose of Bechira, and now that time has come. Why should he do it again? It doesn't make any sense. I'm paraphrasing what he says. You'll take a look yourself in the Sefer HaKorim. But my point is not, I am not here to determine whether there are Gilgulim, whether there aren't Gilgulim. I believe in the Chachmei HaKabbalah, there is a Kabbalah HaMitis, as we all know, and I believe in Chochmas Hashem and Gedolei Rabboseinu, and I would say I would never have the nerve to be Machnes Roshai Bein Ahorim O'Elo and to take a position. Say, I don't know. This is not for me. This is not an area for me. But Mufresh Mulchal Tidrosh. I mean, that's, again, that's the attitude that we were taught in yeshivas. And because of this lack, what happens is that it leads to a great bizoyon of not only to erroneous ideas, but to a great bizoyon of denigration of Chachmei Yisrael. And unfortunately, the one that perhaps suffers the most from this is the Rambam HaKadosh. And what I would like to mention is something that it's not something that's very well known, but it is nevertheless written. It's in print. The Sefer may be out of print, but it's the Sefer HaZikaron LaRitva. Okay, and the Sefer HaZikaron LaRitva, he was the Ritva's Talmud of Ramban, and he writes even, he says, I really accept the Shitas of Ramban. And he's in this piece, it's on Vayeron, where the Ramban strongly criticizes the Rambam's Shita, that the Malachim was a Mare Hanafu. And he says very strong words there, as you're familiar with. So the Ritva says, Ach Chama, he says, over here he says, I'm going against my own opinion. He says, but chamalti al hamorezal v'al yigi oso v'chichol devar of l'shem shamayim u'b'chachma gedola v'she'en bi u'k'yotzei bi lehinodeis bohem kasher osim rabin. He says, the Rambam's Mesiris Nefesh for chachma and for chachmas Hashem, he says, how could I not protect the Rambam? He says, v'im l'rabbeinu zal, meaning the Ramban, Noel Adaber Velasos Kirtzono, he says, and if the Ramban, it's appropriate for him to speak so strongly against the words of the Rambam, he says, La Asher Acharav, to a person who's after my Rebbe, after the Ramban, Ovon the Ashma, to say the things the Ramban says. So the Ritva sets the record straight. And not like the Hamonim think that they don't like the position of the Rambam, so the Rambam, Bar Nevuchim, the Ramban had the greatest respect. If you take a look at the letter that the Ramban wrote to the rabbis of France, he writes about the Ramban, says the Sefer Hamado, which was put in Cherem, so the Ramban says Vamichtov Alekimhu. And how he praises the Mor Nevuchim and how many people the Rambam saved through his Chachma, people that would have been Kofrim, that became Oskim B'Torah because they saw the Chachmas Hashem. And this is the derech of Gedolei Raboseinu, not the derech that's out in the streets today. And I heard one person, was a person who's considered a very high-level individual, and he decided, he didn't like the ideas that he heard from the Rambam, he decided to read the Mor Nevuchim. So his conclusion was, the Rambam was good in halacha, but he was bad in hashkafa. This derech is not, is lozu derech hatar. This is not the derech hatar. This is a derech of shtus v'hevel. I'd like to quote, again, an interesting thing from the Sefer HaZikaron for the Ritva, where he says, beautiful thing, he says, V'omnom ki b'mechilo merabbeinu ha-gadol zal, and this was his Rebbe, the Ramban, he says, Omer, I'll say, ki lefi ha-nira b'ktsas tfisosov al harav ha-mora zal, what appears from some of the attacks that he makes against the Mora, ki merov ha-flagoso b'talmud u'shkidas libo b'chochmas ha-emes ha-yaduolo, the chochmas ha-kabbalah, lo hurgo b'sefer ha-mora koroi lo. He didn't have a chance to be morgo in the Sefer Mor Nevuchim. For lachein lefamim lo motzo chidaso v'kavanaso. And many times the Ramban didn't find the truth in the Mora. Kasher yimtzo echod miktane ktanim shehurgo bo asher kotno asher ketano shel rabbeinu zal ovo mimosnav. So he says that with the greatest respect for the Ramban, with the greatest respect for the Ramban, he says that the Ramban, because of Rov Shkidoso v'Talmud, personal Basvadom, and all his energies in the Talmud, And in the Chochmas HaEmes, which is the Kabbalah, he said, he didn't really pick up many times the true idea of the Rambam. And he proves it. He proves it beautifully. Because it says the Rambam has, in the introduction of Mordechai Vilna, the Rambam has eight types of contradictions. One type, he says, are only found in Sfarim of fools. He says you'll never find that type of contradiction. It's like an open contradiction. So this is, the Rav says a lot of Ramban's kashas are that type of kasha. So obviously the Rambam meant something, and he didn't understand what the Rambam meant, because it's mucha from the type of question that the Rambam could not have said that. This is the Ritva. But what I'm trying to emphasize again, and I think that's something that's missing in this door, is the respect and the awe for Gedolei HaRishonim, and not to simply push away a Rishon because we don't like what he says. It doesn't appeal to us. And that is true also in the same area of Kishuv. In the area of Kishuv, where the Rambam says that Kishuv, is, you're familiar with the Rambam, is Shtus V'Hevel, and it's something which the Umos took on, Derech Avodah Zarah, and because of that it took men away from all the Darkei HaChochmah. And the Torah answered it, because it's the worst evil and takes a person away from Chachma. And the Ibn Ezra is of the same position. Same position. He says, the Torah does not answer that which is emes, only that which is sheker. And the Ramban, basically, if you look at the Ramban very carefully, the Ramban, as a matter of fact, praises them. He says, v'im nis chaseid in denigrating kshafim, he says, we would accept it, but the Ramban says it's not true empirically. And the Ramban was following the knowledge and the science of his times, and that was a major thing that convinced him that certain types of things that they did, Ma'onein, and Ma'onein was one of them, there was something to it. So, but the Ramban makes it clear, if you look in his Pirush, that it makes it clear that it's an empirical opinion. You can't, they said it would be wonderful if the Ibn Ezra was right, but fact is, we see that it's not so. So a person can never be beyond the science of their times, and science wasn't given the Sinai to us, Torah was given to us, and therefore everybody has an inherent limitation. I mean, that's what Tosfos says, you can't follow the medicine of Chazal. So, if you look at the Ramban, you'll see that. But the Ramban basically, aside from that point, what the Ramban says over there is that it's awesome to engage in it. It's absolutely awesome. Really, what the Ramban is saying is even more than what the Rambam says. Because the Rambam says it's Shtus V'Hevel. The Ramban says certain things, there's something to it. But you are not allowed to do it. That means if you had a computer that you could press the button to effectuate your fate, it'd be usher to do it, because we're not allowed to do that. We have to live according to the teva, and we have to be shomer mitzvos. And the Ramban emphasizes that the only benefit we will gain is only lefi his karveinu lahamakom Hashem. That is the only thing we have, and that's what the Torah teaches us. That nothing else can help us except kiruv lahamakom, like the Sfurna says in Loikach Shochad. Sfurna says that Leikach Shochad means, and Ramban says, even a tzadik gomor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not take a mitzvah and overlook an avera. But the only way that he has to remove the avera is tshuva. Tshuva is the only vehicle. And that's what Rabbi Pazansky mentioned before, that these things, I mean, what the purpose of all these things is to remove the world of Schar V'Onesh, the yesod of Schar V'Onesh. I was sitting next to, I was sitting one time next to people, was sitting outside, and there was a woman, I saw that she had a red bendel. So I said, tell me, I said, what is that? She says, it protects me. I said, isn't God supposed to do that? So she thought, she said, but this helps. Then she says, it's not superstition. So I said, all right, look. Yeah, I'm Yisrael Kedoshim. I mean, they still recognize that superstition is bad. So I don't know how she worked it out. Not superstition, but basically this idea, the concept is really a concept, if you understand a little psychology, to avoid schar v'onesh, to avoid what the Ramban says, that the only thing that we have is the level we are in schar v'slamakom. But there's something also worse about it, though. And that is that we say, Shofei Tzedek, Kel Emuno V'Eino V'El Kol D'Rachov Mishpot, the Melech HaMishpot, and the Mishpotecha Tahom Rabba, all the Psukim and the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Shofei Tzedek. But now what are you teaching people? You're saying that this Shofei Tzedek, let's take a Shofei Basar Adam. If he had a case in court, and he would say that this one is right, but I'm giving the award to this other individual because they're wearing a red bendel. Obviously, that's the height of corruption and stupidity and idiocy. So if we wouldn't say such a thing about a boss of Adam, how could we say such a thing about the Bar Yehuda? And this is what people think. And this is where the Rambam says that to say a defect about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is really to lose all of Kadosh Baruch Hu.
We have questions also here.
Okay.
I should stop. 1 minute or questions?
1 minute, okay. Let me just finish the main point I want to get to is, and this I think is the worst harm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, some of the questions, I could tell they weren't here for the introduction, but I saw by saying, the Torah says, the nations look at us, Rak am chacham benavon hagai hagadol hazeh. So three questions really related to the same point, which I think is the crux of the issue we have to deal with. What do we do if the vast majority of American Jewry are not intellectual, or they're not inspired by pure chachmah, and they're drawn to these phenomena, especially Kabbalah and other things? You know, in other words, if the truth of chachmah is not enough for them, then what do we appeal? Someone wrote, do we attack them publicly? Should we meet them halfway? Any other suggestions?
Well, I mean, that's really the problem. And I'll tell you truthfully, when I came here, I'm frightened of the problem. Because if you talk about Yichud Hashem, and you talk about, for instance, if you talk about Ramban says in Kan Sipo, he explains that we don't effectuate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need our tefillos. If a person gets up in the morning to be mispalel and he thinks that God needs his tefillah, and he thinks that God becomes happy when he's mispalel, and he's satisfying God, there is no such God, because our God has no needs, and he's praying to a fantasy of his imagination. The Ramban in Kan Sipor, I mean, he goes over it again and again, psukim, and that idea is erroneous. Vim Yitzchak Mayitn Lochen, psukim, and he says, and this is all Divrei Rabbi Seinu. Everyone agrees to this. So what do we do? That is the problem. What do we do? You see, we want to inspire people, but on the other hand, we have a problem, because what's inspiring today in our society is really a Christianized inspiring, and people are picking up on that and they're getting into it, and that really is a dilemma. I mean, that's a big dilemma. I'm not saying that you have to move people by abstract chokhmah in areas of Yediyas Hashem that a great chokhmah can enter. I'm saying simple ideas of the Borei Olam, of the fact of what Yichud Hashem means. I mean, just in simple terms, I think these things, I mean, it's something that I think requires work. I can't give you an answer on the spot, but it's something that perhaps is worthwhile to convene and to meet about and to determine how to go about it. But I think the dilemma is a serious one, because otherwise what happens is everybody has their own idea of God. So the Elokei Yisrael is really in danger. Have many different ideas. That can't be. Because we're Echad, because we have one idea of Hashem, Yichud Hashem. So, what I'm saying is that this is, to me, it's not just a question of if a person does a certain ritualistic practice. Is it Dak Emari? Is it not Dak Emari? That's a shiloh. But what's in jeopardy over here is this thing is progressing. It's getting further. And I just read from the, somebody faxed me from the Kabbalah Center, where they said in plain language that the that God, that we all are made of the same stuff as I wanted to say it. It's a Aslomra. But this is what's going on. The Kabbalah Center is a multi-million-dollar operation, and it's drawing tremendous amounts of people from our society, and it has to affect everyone, because we're not isolated. That's a nonsensical idea. So I think it's a serious matter that has to be addressed. I don't think you could do it without really giving it serious thought. I mean, just to give an answer off the cuff, I don't think has too much value. I mean, it's something which requires Rabbanim getting together and determining, you know, you can't tell a balabas everything. If a balabas walking around with an idea that everything is hashgacha prat, I wouldn't stop him and say, you know, you don't believe that. I mean, you have to know. Like Chazal tolerated certain things, even certain superstitions, the Miri says. They tolerate it, so I'm going on. They try to get them away from it, but you have to be careful, and that you as Rabbanim, that's really your function, to find the proper method and medium of dealing with this. But I think, it seems to me, that it requires a tremendous yishuv hadas in understanding what's going on in our society and how we can address the problem. I don't think I'm sorry, I just don't think I have the answer. I think it would take a lot of work to think into it. But I think it's a very worthwhile endeavor, because it's getting worse progressively every day, and the Derech HaTorah is being lost more and more.
There are a number of other questions, but the other sessions are starting. Rabbi Chelabir, for a few minutes, if you want to talk. Let me just announce that Rabbi Herskowitz is discussing the pension matters in the Brundage room, Brundage A, which is downstairs. And right here, Rabbi Azarowski will